You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from simply magnificent Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that. And if you are listening to this recording, this show today, it is a setup. That's right. As I say every week, the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the downloads, the information, the revelation, the enlightenment that you've been praying about so that you can walk fully in an abundant and purposeful life. Well, how are you doing? It is a beautiful day here in Hotlanta. We call it that because it gets so hot in the summertime, and you know, that ain't nothing but the truth. I have a great show in store for you today. Today, I'm going to be talking with a gentleman, and we're going to be talking about the secrets of a twice self-made millionaire, and he's going to be sharing from his new book, Success from Scratch, and how he bounced back quickly after a financial setback, a life setback. He had to file bankruptcy, and he's going to be talking about how you can do the same. And I'm so excited to hear what he has to say. Well, I've been doing really, really well. I'm preparing for my upcoming seminar. Can you believe that? That August is so close, and I'll talk about that later on, and getting really excited about that. But let me talk to you about a couple of things. Let me see here. First of all, thank you so much for your emails. They're so encouraging, and it really keeps me informed. It helps me to keep my finger on the pulse of how you're really doing, how the show is changing your life. Because after all, this show is designed to bring you hope and inspiration, but also strategies and specific how-tos so that you can move forward. But I just wanted to share just about three emails that I get. One lady from Europe said that, you know, she had been in an abusive relationship in that her partner was always drinking. She got out of that. She attracted a beautiful home. She's now able to paint, and she has attracted a wonderful relationship. Congratulations. Another woman who works in the medical field, she sent me an email, and her husband made his transition, and obviously they had been married for like 20-something years, if not longer. And of course, that's devastating. And she was feeling sad and depressed, and she worked the evening shift at the medical center. And obviously she was listening to me, she said, with her earphones on, and she was contemplating, you know, do I want to live? Do I want to go on, etc.? And whatever message she was listening to really inspired her and said, yes, there's more life. And so I'm so happy to hear that. You know, have you ever just been feeling really yucky? I know I have. And then you'll listen to somebody and it's just what you need. It's just like that person is talking to you. You know, they are reading your mail. You know, y'all know what that means, don't you? That means that they really have impacted, you know, just your heart. And you're just so excited about that. And it was just what you needed. You know, and I'm so grateful for that. And then lastly, a young lady sent me an email, and she was thinking about she got pregnant and she was thinking about whether or not she should keep her child or have an abortion. And whatever show it was, I don't remember, but she said that she made the decision after listening to my show that yes, I can keep this child, because the reason that she was thinking about not keeping the child was financially. And obviously it was something on abundance, or you can make it, or, you know, some strategies. All of them just talked about how they love the how-to strategies. And I'm so grateful for that, because I just didn't want to inspire you. I wanted to give you some how-to practical steps that you can live every day. So she decided that, hey, I'm going to keep this child. And now she's going to be moving back home to a city close to her family so that she can have more emotional support. So for that, I am so grateful. I'm taking a sip of water. Also, you can go back and have a weekend fest where you just listen to me all day, all evening, and tell friends about it. And I have over 425 archive shows that you can listen to. So go back and listen. You know, some days I may spend 4 or 5 hours just listening to different things on faith and how-tos and business. I'll wake up with it. Of course, whenever I'm walking or exercise, I have something. So, you know, you can listen to me all kinds of ways, but you can go to LOAradionetwork.com to listen to me via iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, Speaker, TuneIn, Blog Talk. I'm going to stop right there, but many, many, many more. If you want to check me out to see what I'm doing, people say, Constance, you look so different. You seem so business on your show, and I am, but you seem so playful when I see your picture. So you can check me out on Instagram, clarnold11. Twitter, twitter.com/LOA Constance, Facebook, Coach with Constance, or you can go on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and click on my blog and just take a look at kind of what my life is like, etc. You know, my other mentor was in town from Africa, Bishop Victor. And I have two mentors, James Powers and Bishop Victor. He just shared with me some powerful things about the impact that I'm making all over the world. And basically what he said was that I'm really changing the lives of people all over the world. And he gave me a powerful prophecy on that. And when I receive these emails, it's just what I need. So make sure you send me an email to let me know about your manifestations. And that's Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. And while you do that, you can go to my website, FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Check out my blog. You know, I don't talk a lot about my two books, but I am today, Secrets of Success. That's 25 years. That's a workbook. That's really a how-to book. I tell people, if you get that book and just do part one of that book, your life will radically change. Because part one really deals with your stuff. It deals with your beliefs. It deals with why have you been acting and making the choices that you have been. Part two deals with, okay, now that I know that, what's in my life? What now? What people? What ways of thinking? What barriers? What hindrances? What things are slowing me down? And then after we do that, I have all kind of exercises for you. Then part three, well, after you do part one and two, now how can I create my dream? How can I build a dream team? What do I want? That's defining what you want. It's a powerful book. It's 25 years. You're worth that investment. I think it's $20. And then my Attracting Genuine Love. Once again, that's 25 years of working with couples, working with women, working with men. And it's attracting and manifesting genuine love, because we don't want that dysfunctional love anymore, do we, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody say amen. And so in this book, I'm teaching you how to release the old, change the now, and create the future. So I'm dealing with stuff like, okay, what have your past relationships been like? How did your last relationships end? So you really kind of looking at that. What do you want in a relationship? So you really write it down, you define it, you get clear about that. Who do you need to become before that relationship manifests in your life? And I talk about how to make room for a relationship, how to position yourself, how being happy now attracts love to you, some things that you can do, some places that you can go to really, find great relationships. And how you call in love with your words. You are worth the investment. I think it's $20. And then I have an accompanying attracting love affirmation. And I listened to that myself. Boy, I'm sounding really cool on that when I was in the studio and I was just in the moment. And I must say it really has a great power and anointing on it. So you can get my attracting love affirmation and other affirmations that you can download and listen to that I personally recorded are on success, self-love, prosperity. So check it all out. Make an investment in yourself so that you can go to next level living. I remember Dr. George Frazier was on my show and he said, Constance, I'm at the top of my game, but every year I spend $5,000 on personal development. So, you know, you've got to invest in yourself because, see, it's not outside, it's inside. And then lastly, are you ready? Da-da. August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Guess what? My Success from the Inside Out retreat. I'm getting really excited. People are coming from all over the world. You're going to spend 3 days with me. It's going to be live, up close, and personal. You will experience change in a very private, intimate setting. I've already gone down to the Peachtree Plaza Hotel, taking a look at the room that we're going to be in, and I'm really excited, and they are excited to really accommodate me again. And people are coming as far as Japan, my goodness, Germany, South Korea. Isn't that interesting? And so if you live in the United States, get with one of your girlfriends, get with one of your male partners and say, hey, man, it's time for a change from the inside out. You know, it's not going to be a lot of hype with me. It's not going to even be a lot of inspiration. It's going to be let's go deep. Let's deal with it. And then let's come up with a plan for how you can really move. So what are we going to deal with? We're going to deal with those yucky limiting beliefs once and for all. We're going to be creating new beliefs, changing old paradigms. And then we're going to get clear about your intention. Jack Canfield said the number one thing that anybody can do is what? To get clear about what you want. And most importantly, you're going to be connecting with like-minded people. I do have an installment plan. Check it out. You are worth the investment. I would love to meet you in person. I had 4 or 5 people contact me this week and said, Constance, I'm coming. And so I would love to just spend one-on-one time with you. I think that is it. So we're going to go to these quick commercials. And, you know, I can't wait to hear what Nick is going to share with us about how you can, from scratch, become successful again. And I love stories of and strategies about how you can bounce back. And I want you to stay tuned. And I'm going to be right back after these messages.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Hey, everybody. Well, I am back and I'm really excited. And I know you're saying, Constance, you're always excited. And you got that right. But especially today, my very special guest today is Mr. Nick Ruiz. He's a twice self-made millionaire entrepreneur who created millions in his 20s. He still looks young, by the way. And after the economic collapse of 2008, I remember that because I filed bankruptcy in 2008, that led him to bankruptcy. So after rebuilding his millionaire net worth, he achieved a higher mindset, a higher psychological way of thinking, greater financial freedom, and full awareness of the science of creating success from scratch. He currently teaches students across the globe how to create entrepreneurship time freedom. He has a new book coming out, which I've read this week, Success from Scratch, Mental Strategies for Success in a Survival for the Fittest Environment. And Nick, please forgive me for mispronouncing your last name, but welcome to Constance, the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
No, we're all good, Constance. I love that. That was killer. Seriously, you did everything. It was a flawless introduction, bottom line.
Hey, that's with my Southern accent and everything. So pronounce your last name, please, correctly.
Ruiz is fine.
Ruiz. Oh,
yes.
My God.
A lot of people say Ruiz, so it's so common to hear either one that it doesn't matter. People know me as both, you know?
And you know, I've been practicing all week, Nick, but
you're there. I think you're there. I have no complaints, Constance. And thanks for having me, by the way. This is about to be fun. We had a little pre-interview chit-chat,
yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You really have a gift to share, and so we're just going to get right into it. I love your book, Success from Scratch, but of course, you know you got to tell your story, Nick, about what happened to you, and then I'm going to really just extract from you universal principles, because I have people all over the globe who are listening. I get emails, Constance, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I live in a third world country, or how can I do this or that? And so really excited about your story. So let's roll with it. Go ahead.
All right, cool. So, I mean, I won't make it too long because there is a lot of components, but the bottom line is I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was a kid. I was an entrepreneur as a kid, making all kinds of crazy moves. Don't need to go into those stories. But, you know, once I was in my late teens, I was like, enough with this nickel and dime side hustle stuff. You know, I need to create a real business. So I got into real estate using no money with more traditional principles, though. I have evolved since then. But bottom line, by my mid-20s, I created a multi-million dollar net worth. I was in my mid-20s, and it was beautiful, flying high, big business, multiple crews working for me.
Were you a baller, Nick?
Was I a borrower?
A baller. You know what a baller is.
Oh, a baller? Oh, a baller, baller, baller. Of course. a baller. Yes, I thought I was. Shoot, I was out there clowning. I had a blast. You know, I mean, yes, I was a young dude with money, and it was a good time. I had freedom. I had, you know, I could buy things. I didn't have to worry about money, that kind of thing. But then we all know the big crash of 2008 forced me into bankruptcy. I was highly leveraged. I did a lot of borrowing. Things just, a lot of my property values, as we know, lost 50 to 80% of their value, and things were just completely upside down. For those of you listening, in 2008, we had the biggest crash since the Great Depression. It was very, very severe. It wasn't just a little contraction or recession, as you know. It was a severe, severe problem. And it eventually forced me into bankruptcy. Okay. I tried to hold on as long as I could, but it forced me into bankruptcy. And we can touch on this if you want soon, but that bankruptcy was the greatest event of my entrepreneurial career. 100%.
Let's touch on it now. I was a part of that 2008 collapse. I had a lot invested in real estate, so I feel you on that. And I want to share with people, you know, just the ups and downs of success. So let's talk about that bankruptcy and why was it the best thing to happen to you? How in the world did you mentally come out of that and start over again?
Well, that's a good question. So the reason it was the best is because what happens is when you're riding high and you're feeling good and you're making money and you're successful, you don't stop as much to analyze things. Think about how you can do things better. Think about, you know, there could be a rainy day. You kind of almost think it's going to last forever, and it doesn't force you to evolve and adapt and be as nimble. You get kind of comfortable and with the success. And what happens is, you know, when you get crashed and knocked down, like to the floor, like straight up TKO or, you know, KO, knocked out, like in boxing, you're staring, you're just staring up going, all right, like I'm at the bottom. Like, what am I doing? You know, you start really questioning everything you've been doing. Okay. And some of it worked, some of it didn't, but it just forced me to dissect everything. I mean, I went into depression. I went into all kinds of like mental problem, like nothing crazy, but I'm saying just like depressed, didn't want to be around anybody. I was a jerk to people. Cause what happened was, like I tell people, my identity as a person was intertwined with my career as an entrepreneur. Yeah. You know, Nick was the young, hotshot, successful entrepreneur with all the answers. And then boom, now he's bankrupt. Like my pride and ego got slaughtered, and that actually hurt me, I think, more than the actual financial loss, believe it or not. I mean, some of you may not believe that, but it is true. I was miserable, okay? Because I'm like, this is me. Like Nick's identity is a successful entrepreneur, and now that he's bankrupt, what does that make me? You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
So it was very, very painful, but it was great because it just – number one, it forced me to evolve in directions. See, what happens is most people, when they run into issues, they look at them as like just challenges they have to solve. But really what they're doing is they're shaping you and evolving you, and they're forcing you to look at doors that can open that you didn't even know existed. Like I'm talking to you right now holding a book in my hand because the seed of that bankruptcy. Like yeah. That wasn't my goal. If you looked at my goal, my life plan when I first wanted to be an entrepreneur, it looked completely different than it does now. But I focus on this book, Success from Scratch. Everyone has their own personal success evolution. It's not as rigid as, you know, you can't have tunnel vision when you're producing your success, because what you're doing is you're leaving out a lot of beautiful unknowns. You know, a lot of people think unknowns are scary and they're bad. Unknowns, it's scary and bad if you miss the positive upside unknowns. And what's nice about having bad things like challenges come up and bankruptcies, it forces you to look in directions you never, ever would have looked. I can't even tell you how important this bankruptcy was to me. It shaped my character. Like it humbled me. It showed me, it almost expanded my mind, literally, I believe, like a higher level of consciousness, especially in business. Like, you know, I mean, so many things. I mean, we could go on forever about the benefits, but the clear bottom line is the bankruptcy was the greatest event of my entrepreneurial career. And I've made millions of dollars, and none of that was as great as my bankruptcy. And it sounds crazy to say out loud and probably crazy to hear, but I think you guys know where I'm coming from, you know.
Yeah. And I heard you say on some of the other interviews that you had, I've been listening to you, Nick, you said, well, if you have $500, you have more than what I had. So somebody who might be saying or thinking,
right,
I don't have the money and right, all of that whining and stuff. It was like you had to have a mindset.
Correct. Shift. Yeah. The assets are in the mind. The resources are in the mind. Everyone has what they need to create success. And that's why I really wrote this book, Success from Scratch, because where you're coming from actually has nothing to do with your possibility for success. Okay. It's all mental. It's a mental game. And the mental game I talk about is very different than the mental game that the traditional success teachers talk about. You know, the 10 steps to success or the 15 things to do to become successful. Like everybody's different. And I use the simple analogy for this, like a diet. Someone eats peanut butter, they go into anaphylactic shock and die. Another guy eats peanut butter and he's ready to go with the good protein that lights him up and gets him moving. Success is no different. I can't tell you, do these 10 steps and then you're successful, because you have a unique DNA and a unique life circumstance. So in the book, I roll out, you know, success evolves, like the bankruptcy and just all these things led up. I mean, and I'm my story, I think a lot of reason people are drawn to it is because it's the ultimate excuse crutcher. I've done it twice, yeah. Okay, from scratch. And the second time was after bankruptcy, which is pretty much like less than scratch. All right. So
yeah.
it's not a fluke either. And the other reason I think my story is attractive and I think people really want to learn from me is because when someone creates success one time and they just keep climbing, nothing against it, okay? It's just maybe there could be some extra lucky wind at their back that they're not even aware of. I'm not saying it is, and I would never denounce someone's success because, like I say, I will take luck any damn day. Let it rain on me, okay? Because luck is a beautiful thing. But when you've done it multiple times, things, you know, you can't call it luck or fluky or, you know, he just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Like that stuff goes out the window. I'm doing something that's creating success from nothing. And it has nothing to do with my resources. And I break it all down in the book. And I believe we are in a Darwinian capitalistic environment, survival of the fittest. So I compare success. Then we go into like economic evolution. I know I'm going off on a few tangents. You can rein me in.
I'll reel you in. But what do you mean by that? Expound for my international listeners. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is this. You look at like Darwinian evolution, natural selection. You know, the animals that evolved and the species that evolved got rewarded by nature. The ones who stayed the same got eliminated. I believe the economy and entrepreneurship and business and success is the same way. The economy's nature. So what did I do after my bankruptcy? I quickly bobbed, weaved, adapted, evolved, weeded out what didn't work, changed those things, kept what did work, and I evolved and adapted. Success is evolution. So the economy rewarded me for evolving and adapting me, where guess what? The people that were stuck in their old ways and didn't want to change and just said, this is how I know success and I'm not changing, they got eliminated. Do you know how many people I know in real estate that literally got wiped off the map and never came back and just went out and got jobs after 2008? They're like, this doesn't work anymore. No. You can make money. It's just what you're doing right now doesn't work. So you either evolve and get rewarded or you don't evolve and get eliminated. And I don't want people to get eliminated. And I highlight that a lot in my book that you will get eliminated. No one cares about your feelings. No one cares that, hey, I've been doing this way for the past 10 years. Who cares? Who cares? No one cares.
True. So one thing in your book, I love you, when you talk about the rough draft move.
Oh, expound. Yeah. Ooh, I just like, wow. Yes,
my man, because I'm so big on, okay, folks, we got to take action. We've prayed, we've meditated, we read all of the books, personal development, well, you've got to make a move. Expound on what is a rough draft move and what would that look like for my listeners?
Okay, great. Here's the deal with rough draft moves.
Okay.
And I want to be clear, that's one of my core theses of my life and success. If someone put a gun to my head and I'd say this and said, pick one thing that matters the most to you in creating success and you can only pick one thing, it would be rough draft moves. It has the top bullet point on the cover of my book. And again, just to be clear, I wrote this book based on creating success multiple times and helping other people create success multiple times all over the world. So I'm like, I know how to create success from scratch. So I dissect it. I'm like, one of the core things I did, okay, is do rough draft moves. So what are they? What are rough draft moves? They are, here's the thing. Most people get caught up in pre-action analysis. They're on the whiteboard thinking about their plans. They're writing business plans. They're looking at spreadsheets and data. What rough draft moves do, and they never actually make the moves. They're too busy planning. Rough draft moves pierce that imaginary stuff, which it's imaginary. You can plan till you're blue in the face. It's all imaginary. No one knows how it's going to actually be once it hits the real world. Okay? So a rough draft moves is, hey, you take a little knowledge, you make a move.
Yeah.
You make a move forward. You don't need to know everything. I'm not saying dive in, bet the farm, bet it all, and gamble. I'm not saying that. I'm saying make a move. It could be a micro move. It's a rough draft move. Here's what happens now when you make that rough draft move. Something very significant actually happens. I'm telling you, this is so important. And it's why everyone who's truly created a lot of success, they're doing this, whether they know it or not. No one's calling it rough draft moves. That's my thing. But now we go into post-action analysis. And this is so, so important, Constance, because it's an event that actually is real, the move you made. It happened in the universe, in the market, people, things can actually react to it. And now you have data to analyze. That's the data you analyze. You can look at spreadsheets and all that, like I said, business plans, so you're blue in the face. But that's the data you analyze, and it's post-action analysis. Now you're like, you know what? 95% of what I did is garbage. 95%, but this 5% worked. Oh my God. And guess what? It doesn't even match up with my business plan or spreadsheet. Unreal. But here's a real 5%. That's real. I'm going to build off of that. Now I'm going to make another rough draft move. How many times do people make business plans and whiteboards and spreadsheets, and then they do something, they're like, dang, I assumed something completely differently. So this is what successful people do. And what successful people do is they make these rough draft moves fast and consistently. It was like, bing, you make a rough draft move. Oh, my God, that was terrible. I stuttered. I sounded like an idiot. I didn't sell them. But I learned these 8 things, and I'm going to throw out most of this, but this one thing worked. Now I'm going to do that one thing and combine that with my next rough draft move. And it spirals upward so fast where if you do this, I'm telling you, I tell people, 12 months of making consistent rough draft moves, you will look back and be like, how did I just do all that? That's how exponential your growth can happen. Rough draft moves, I'm telling you, it's it.
I love it. And I'm so glad you said that because, you know, I have a lot of people on my show and I believe in personal development, et cetera. But baby, you've got to make a move. And so a lot of times fear holds people back. And so it just sounds like that even in spite of fear, you just move forward.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, again, dive in where, like, you know, you're risking everything. So make it something where the fear is small, because the secondary upside to rough draft moves is when you do find that 2, maybe even 1%, maybe only 1% of it worked. What happens is there's a seed of confidence that goes along with that. So what happens with confidence, as we all know, is confidence breeds things in itself. So all of a sudden you have a seed of confidence. So when you make the next rough draft move, your confidence will actually make that move more effective, and then that move, and it kind of like bounces back and forth. More confidence, it kind of self-fulfills, and then all of a sudden you make more moves based on the fact that you're more confident, which will produce more confidence, and it just spirals upwards. But rough draft moves, people need to understand, nothing, you're analyzing the wrong data. You're analyzing all the imaginary things that you're putting on paper. You need to be analyzing the actual things that you do.
And, you know, I like you, Nick, because just like you said, you are twice self-made millionaire entrepreneur. And so you've been there, done that, got a T-shirt. You know what works and what doesn't work. You're not just writing a book, but it's really coming from your own experience.
Right. And again, when you've done it twice and you've experienced the pain, I just do feel like the bankruptcy. Here's another thing. The bankruptcy, it gave me a depth of wisdom, like wisdom, not like knowledge. I'm talking like deep wisdom that can't be taught. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got you. I feel
so
you.
The knowledge and wisdom got into my bones. You know what I mean? It got into my bones.
And so give me some strategies for people, how they can bounce back from life or from financial setbacks. What are some things or some ways of thinking that people can begin to do? I know you are a big no excuse man, right?
Without a doubt. I just can't accept them, because I've been in places where most people would raise their hand and make excuses. And I've helped people who go against all odds and make it. So I just know it's just not acceptable. It's really just not acceptable to make excuses, because that time could be spent on making moves. So you want to know what kind of strategies?
Some strategies for people to bounce back from financial setbacks, or just bounce back from just some difficult times in life. What would that look like? And what would some of those be?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to highlight a couple things. Okay. First of all, I just want to highlight something too that I talk about in my book. Success is taught out of us. Okay. And I want to make this really clear. Okay. Success is taught out of us. Kids are wired to succeed and be resilient and persistent. Mm-hmm. They get what they want. If they see something on the counter, they'll stack 8 things and climb on it. They don't care.
Yeah.
And then you got people, events, and circumstances that extinguish those things. You can't do that. You're a dreamer. That's dangerous. That's scary. Bah, bah, bah. We all know that. I believe we are hardwired for success. So let me highlight that right there. And we just got to tap back into those internal resources that are there. They're just being very dormant because of all the external environment. So we have the stuff to succeed. Okay. I want people to also understand that there is no box to think outside of.
Oh, I love that.
There is no box. It's actually one of my chapters. There is no box. People say, think outside of the box. What box? The box that some guy said is a box? Mm-hmm. No. And there are no rules. A lot of people, you can do whatever you want. A lot of people are under this subconscious rule structure. All a rule is where there was some uncharted territory, and some guy saw that years ago and said, that's uncharted. We need to make a rule about that. So when this happens, that happens. No. He's a guy or gal just like me and you. Okay? So I'm telling you right now, it's rough draft moves. You don't have to have it all figured out. Okay. The map is dark. you just light it up as you make moves, and pretty soon the whole thing lights up. Make a move. You know, you don't have to have a rigid plan where you, in 10 years, you're going to own a Ferrari and live in San Diego and, you know, go golfing every Sunday. I don't know. That's stupid. Forget that. Don't think about making millions. Think about, you want to be free. Most people want to be entrepreneurs because they want to be free. Buy your freedom first. So you make a rough draft move towards that. And if challenges come up, embrace them, knowing they can turn you in directions that you don't know exist yet. Okay?
Yeah. And so what about mindset in order to bounce back? Because you have to have a certain way of thinking about coming out of a certain situation. What could you share with people about that?
I would say that mindset is everything. I would say that is the asset that produces mm-hmm. success, not anything around you, cash, family, inheritances, none of that matters. I would say that you just have to realize, first of all, you have to understand you do have what it takes, and you have to believe that. I mean, a lot of people genuinely believe they're just not born under the right success star. And that's problem number one. Your beliefs create your reality. You have to believe you have the resources, not in like a fluffy, like look in the mirror and say, I can do it fake kind of way. I mean, I'm telling you as a fact, you genuinely have what it takes to succeed. Now you just have to believe it. I'm not fluffing people up here, hyping people up just to make them feel good. Everyone has the resources. They've been dormant maybe for many years based on your external circumstances. So believe you can do it. You start making the rough draft moves, which will build the confidence. You need confidence to succeed. Fortunately, like I talked about earlier, confidence comes automatically when you take action. Action produces confidence. There's no question. You want to say, hey, Nick, I'm not confident. I'm quiet. I don't do that. I've just never been a confident person. Trust me when I tell you, when you start making some rough draft moves, your confidence will exponentially grow, which will produce more and more success. Understand this. Most events are neutral. It's your reaction to it. I write about it in my book. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. When you get whacked in the face or you think you're getting whacked in the face, all that's happening is notches. You have to look at it differently. Like, what lenses are you wearing? Here's the thing. And I write about this too. There's so much to talk about, but
yeah.
You have to put on the opportunistic lens.
Love that.
Most people don't have, most people think, well, Constance is successful because she just had, success knocking on her door and she took it. No. I compare it to a comedian. A comedian can walk in and buy groceries for 10 minutes and check out and have 10 funny things that he could write about for his act because he sees funny. He has a comedic lens on, where if I walked in and literally put his shoes on and did the exact same steps as him, I see no funny because I'm not a comic. Opportunity and success is the same thing. You just don't speak the language, okay? You just, I teach people. Most of it's a language barrier, Constance, not a, some people are lucky, some people aren't. And this book teaches you the language of success and opportunity. So once you put those lenses on, it's happening all around you. Opportunities are everywhere. You're just not speaking the language.
And so, Nick, is that why I was with another millionaire having lunch with him? And he said, Constance, if I lost everything today, I would get it back because of the way I see life.
Correct. Oh my God. I almost like in a weird dark fantasy. Like I'm not joking. I wish, and I don't wish this, but it's in a weird twisted way.
I got you.
I almost wish there was another fall and collapse because the climb, I love the game. Some entrepreneurs love their actual business. They love selling shoes with a passion. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love the game of entrepreneurship. I truly, truly do. And again, in a sick, twisted way, if I ever lost it again, in a way, I'd be probably like super euphoric because I know how to get there. Mm-hmm. And in this book encapsulates that, okay? Because I've done it twice. Like, there's nothing that could stop me from gaining success, no matter what kind of economic thing or anything, okay? The principles have nothing to do with where you're coming from.
And so all of these are universal principles. I read your book that anybody could apply into 100%. Their lives, no matter where they live.
That's absolutely no question because the asset for success is internal. Most people believe the assets to produce success are external. So I'm telling you, it just comes in, and I know why they believe it. And again, I write about it in my book, why most people, listen, if you're not consciously shaping your conditioning, the external people, world and circumstances and work life and all those other things are doing it. You're being shaped every day. It's just who's doing the shaping, you or your external environment. And that's what's scary, because most people don't know they're being shaped into a certain way. They're being put further and further into a box, into a corner, and having their success beliefs more and more become more and more dormant. They are being shaped from an external source, and that is scary. And again, I kind of look at my book like, now you know. No, you know, you may have some excuses, whatever. Once you read this, though, it's like,
no excuses.
You truly know what's happening, because it can be very subtle, but it's not subtle, because I whack you in the face many times in this book.
You do. And so I asked you, I said, you from New York, or where are you from, Nick? Because you're sort of direct and kind of like in your face kind of guy. So for entrepreneurs out there, you know, on a daily basis, if they consistently do rough draft moves, in addition to that, I know all kinds of opportunities will appear and all kinds of things will manifest from that. But do they need relationships? I know that you have a chapter in your book on relationship. What about the power of relationships as you are becoming successful? What would that look like?
I think that relationships are extremely powerful. I think, you know, meeting the right people, shaking the right hands has very much to do with success. Okay. But again, here's what people believe. Yeah. Oh, well, Constance just knows all the right people. And Constance, she just has friends in these places and that. Understand this, listener. Everybody was born knowing no one. Okay? Period. I was born knowing no one. These relationships, if you want to shake hands, because at the end of the day, yes, relationships can open doors that can only open with those relationships. I get it. But pursuing those relationships, and I talk about this in my book, is like pursuing any of its strategy. It's all business strategy. And it's not manipulative, controlling, weird strategy like that. Give people value. And we don't need to go too deep into it, but yeah, when you show someone you genuinely care about them, that's actually the seed of any relationship, whether it's spousal, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, whether it's friends, whether it's business, etc. And I just want to be clear, everyone that has killer relationships and business and that open doors for them that they want, those people started knowing no one. So You have to make the rough draft move, which is the core of it, of saying, hey, how are you? I'm Nick. What's going on? What are you doing here? Simple stuff, simple things. Relationships have played a big part, but I created them. They didn't land at my door. I didn't get 8 people knocking on my door and I let them in and they're like, hey, I'm going to do this for you and I'm going to do that for you. It's all strategy. So I just, again, as you see, kind of one of my core messages is people are always pointing the fingers at, well, they have this and I don't. Well, they know so-and-so and I don't. Make a move.
Yeah.
Make a move. It's not genius work. You just have to play the game. You know, in relationships, it's all about genuinely giving people value. That's all it is. Good, you know, people will reciprocate. If you're a schmuck and you don't reciprocate, fine, you weed them out. But if you continually are showing people that you actually care about them and say, hey, I did this for you, just thought you'd like it, you know, something simple, that's how things start. And then eventually you develop into possible business deals, or hey, Nick, I got this deal that I haven't told anyone about, but you know, I wanted to tell you. Those kinds of things start happening, and that's not freaking luck. Period. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, we were talking about my show, Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, and the question that people always ask me is, how did you get millions of listeners? They think it's some kind of magical formula. Yeah. And what I say is, every week, no matter how I feel, for 8 years, I have consistently released a show of excellence that would help people all over the globe to shift and change their lives.
Yeah.
And in the interim, you know, there were many technical problems. There were many weeks when I wasn't even feeling it, when the guests had to cancel. But I had a mindset. It's not magic. And I just believe I can interview anybody.
100%. Constance, I take my hat off to you in so many ways. Nobody's willing to go every week for 8 years. And how many listeners did you have 8 years ago? Probably a low amount to where the average person would be like, this probably isn't worth it. You played the resilience and consistency game.
Yeah.
You played the assets inside of you that you have that that every child is born with, and it usually gets extinguished or remains very dormant. You played that. Okay.
Yeah. And I've had to change during the years, you know, change my format, et cetera. But I just want my listeners to hear, like Nick said, it's not magic. It's not, oh, God loves him more than me. It's that he chose to make the move. So I want to ask you this, Nick, do you believe in massive action? What's your take on
Without a doubt. But I also know, but I don't, a lot of people say massive action produces massive results. I know a lot of people that take massive action that don't get results. I know a ton of people. Okay. So yes, I believe in massive action, but I believe more in massive intelligent action, and not knowing all when I say intelligence, I mean like have some, you know, rough idea what direction you're going and then move forward, you know? And it's, you know, you have to know when to kind of turn a little bit or deviate or bob and weave, and that's evolution. So if I draw out a map of I'm here and I want to get to X as my end game.
Yeah.
The problem is, so a lot of people look at massive action and they just go straight to that thing and they don't let their own success path evolve. And that can lead to disaster where maybe that end thing has to be like refined, but they don't know because they don't let the evolution happen. So massive action, while embracing your personal evolutionary path, to me, that's kind of the ultimate combo. I think a lot of people forget that, oh, well, I want to be like that guy because he has a big house and he has this business and et cetera, et cetera. And no, like you are you. And if you stick with that rigid path and take massive action on just that specific path,
yeah.
I think you're in route for disappointment and disaster. You have to let your success path evolve. Because I use my own story as an example. What I wanted to do 15 years ago as an entrepreneur, if I just took massive, massive action and kept pounding on that exact path, I wouldn't get to sit here with a great person like Constance holding this book, promoting it, teaching people all over the world, having a whole different kind of business structure. Because I embraced evolution, and that's part of what the bankruptcy taught me. And the reason I want to say this, I want to highlight when you said Constance is lucky, she has, you know, all these listeners, et cetera, et cetera. You put in the work that most people aren't. Success in money there's a big pile of success in money, but a big fortress is around it. A big uphill climb is around it. And most people end up falling off where you were one of the people that said, I'm going to keep climbing and keep climbing. And that's why there's so much to be had. There's so much success in money to be made. I tell people because it's surrounded by a fortress of consistent effort.
So what does it feel like to be a millionaire?
It feels great because of the freedom, not buying stuff. Forget all that. I have a family. To me, it's free. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want, with whoever I want. If I want to go to lunch with my kids tomorrow, I can go and mm-hmm. I can. Yeah, but you have to write a check. That's why I'm a big advocate of financial independence. OK, for happiness, because I have to write a check to be at that lunch, not to pay for the lunch. I have to write a check to be there. I need money in the bank. Like, I didn't create this. That's why I said this is a Darwinian capitalistic environment. I didn't create the environment. It's just how things are set up. You need to be financially free to have lunch with your kids tomorrow instead of going to either someone's telling you what to do tomorrow at noon or I'm telling me what to do. And you do have to write a check for that. And that's why financial freedom is very important. And I preach it heavily.
And I know you talk about a lot about time. We only have about 80 years here. And that's why it's so important for people to really take action now.
100%. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Take the action now. There's no excuse. You have the assets for success. You have to shift your lenses and how you see the world. And, you know, I talk about that. I talk about all the things I've learned along this crazy path and from this bankruptcy. And most people are wearing the wrong lens. You need to wear the opportunistic lens. That's just success. I'm telling you people right now, success and opportunity is a language. Most of you just don't speak it fluently. And that's why you're missing. There's opportunities right under your nose. You just don't speak it. And this language is the translation. Period. I mean, this book is the translation to that language.
It is. It's a great book. And, you know, like I said, I want to listen to somebody who is the thing. You know, I'm sure we've all had financial planners. And the question I used to ask them was, well, are you a millionaire? And so how can you take me where you haven't been? So you who in real time have lived and experienced this, I love your book. I love your book.
Thank you.
And I know it's going to be released on July 18th. And I'm going to send out an e-blast and remind my listeners about your book. So tell us, Nick, what else are you doing? And then how can people get your book? What is your contact information, et cetera? How can people find you on YouTube? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, great. And I want to highlight a couple of my social channels.
Okay,
because
go ahead.
Especially on Facebook and YouTube, what I want to tell people going along the lines of I'm a real dude doing real deals and making real entrepreneurial moves as opposed to just a good marketer who's preaching stuff because I know how to get it in front of people. No, I have a reality show called In the Life where I actually have a videographer document and record my deals and how I do business as an entrepreneur. Number one, so you can learn from all those little subtleties that are hard to capture in text and writing. You know what I mean? You can see them in real
time.
And number two,
I watched you this morning. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it mm-hmm. It just kind of shows, like, just I want to remind you, like, you're listening to a real player in the game. So
yeah.
Here's where you can find me. You can go to alphahomeflipping.com, where I teach people how to make money as an entrepreneur from scratch using no cash and no credit in real estate. So the nice thing I like about real estate entrepreneurship is you don't need to think of an idea, a business, a website, a service, and try to sell it to the world. Real estate already exists, so it's a shortcut to gaining financial independence and success as an entrepreneur. Then successfromscratch.net, you can go there, which is where my book will be. You can go directly to Amazon and get this book ASAP. No one's written about this stuff before, Constance.
Yeah.
I mean, you read the book. This isn't the standard fluffy,
right. Recycled
success talk that's in a lot of other books. You haven't read this stuff. So get the book there, successfromscratch.net, amazon.com. And then my social channels I want to highlight are youtube.com/Nick Ruiz Entrepreneur, where again, I film my reality show.
Spell your last name, Nick, so they can...
N-I-C-K-R-U-I-Z.
Okay.
R-U-I-Z is my last name, entrepreneur. So youtube.com/Nick Ruiz Entrepreneur. And then facebook.com/Alpha Home Flipping. You will see a real entrepreneur doing real deals. There's no script. There's no off the cuff. You see immediate reactions to scenarios I didn't know about 2 seconds prior. It's all real. This is entrepreneurship, and I wanted to document and show people. And it's been fun. I've gotten a good response from it. People are learning a ton from it.
Yeah.
A ton. It's free. You know what I mean? I don't make people pay for it. And yeah, like, so those are the places you can reach me. There's a few of them, but I want to, you know, I don't know if, are these going to be linked up in a show note somewhere or?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And so, okay, Nick, in closing, what would be just like one final impact message that you would like to leave with people all over the globe today?
Well, I would say you need to understand that if you're not consciously shaping where you want to be in the next 1, 2, and 5 years, there is an external force, whether it's people, circumstances, events, et cetera, that are shaping you for what you're going to do for them. And that's scary to me because life is short and it's happening on a subtle level. And I want you to understand that you need to consciously shape your future. You need to be evolving and adapting on your success path. Don't be rigid in the approach. Just get to freedom. That's what we want. You can move a million directions. Just get to the freedom game. Don't close off doors. But you will get eliminated in Darwinian capitalism if you don't evolve and adapt. And I don't want you to get eliminated. I actually want you to get rewarded. And that takes true evolution and adaptation. And you just do one thing at a time, one step at a time. So many people look at the $1 million goal. Forget them. I had someone approach me. He's like, yeah, I'm far off from my goal of $1 million this year. I said, get that freaking $1 million thing out of your head. Forget that. Okay.
Yeah.
Focus on immediate execution of your, you know, tasks to get another deal done and another deal done, and another deal done. And then you'll get to the million and be like, okay, I did that. And you look back at all the moves, get the $1 million thing out of your head. Take the first step. Okay. So that's what I would say. Evolve, adapt, and make rough draft moves. And don't be rigid in your approach to freedom.
I like you, Nick. I like your approach to living and success.
Thank
and every,
you,
everybody, remember his book is Success from Scratch, Mental Strategies for Success in a Survival of the Fittest Environment. And all of you know that if I say a book is really great, then you know I'm a woman of integrity and it's very powerful. I kind of see it like a workbook or a how-to.
Yeah.
How a workbook, how you can take these universal principles that will work for anybody and how you can implement them in your life, whether or not you're one of my listeners in Australia, Africa, in Europe, wherever you might be living, you can take these principles because they will work for anyone who will work them.
100%.
Nick, thank you so much. And everybody, as I say every week, remember this, visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, and somebody told me, Constance, if you don't say it, sometimes I don't hear it. And I'm going to say, you are surrounded by love, even though you may not know it or feel it, because God loves you. You know I'm crazy about you, and I love you. And everybody say with me, today is the best day of my life. You better believe it, because it's nothing but the truth.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Because